Lived at 10-8 Stephen Square. It's now in the centre of town where the new St Stephen's shopping outlet is.
How long did you live there for?
Till I was about 13 when they were starting to pull Spring Street and all of it was coming down and everybody was moving out. It was just a square where I lived. There was a Providence pub on one corner. Then there was two houses. Then there was our two houses at my mum's and next door's. And then there was a St Stephen's Street, but there was the old St Stephen's Church. It was a bomb church. Lads had been killed climbing up to try and get the eggs out of the birds' nests. Your toilet and your coal house was in the yard. Oh, and your tap was outside. You just had cold water in the tap. If you went to the toilet, it was raining, you had to take a brolly with you because there was no slates on the thing. And all your little newspaper for toilet paper on a string. If you didn't have no money and your mates was going to bath, so going to park and going to, you know, take some money for a goodie or whatever, we used to go around with our friends, you know, our neighbours. Have you got any empty bottles we can take back? Or get rags, we used to take rags back to get money. And at the pub, when the blokes used to come out at dinner time on a Sunday, they used to have us doing racing, and when we'd finished, they was throwing all the... It was only pennies, and but you won't see the kids. I don't know where the kids come from. It was just a mad dash. But we moved up here. Some moved up Greatfield. Some went on Bilton Grange. So I never saw any of them once we'd moved. Oh, it was like going in a palace compared to what you was in. I mean, the bathroom for a start, that was a luxury. You couldn't wait to come in the bath. At home, when we was in St Stephen's Square, you had a tin bath in front of the fire, which it was nice in front of the fire, but I was always last one in. When we moved in there, oh, look, I'm going to have the first bath and all that business, you know. I think it was a two-bedroom we'd got when we first went up there. So my mum and dad had a room and us three lasses had a room. It, like I say, it was like luxury. And you had the gardens as well, which we'd never had a garden. And it was a pretty good garden, you know, decent length garden.